Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm. The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week with a 5-4 loss to the Spirit Lake Indians in non-conference play Thursday after conference wins against Hampton Dumont Cal 7-3 on Wednesday and 11-0 over Iowa Falls Aldit on Monday. The team is currently 12-3 overall and 7-1 in North Central Conference play. I caught up with head coach Jason Thurm after Thursday's game ahead of their matchup against conference-leading Algona on Monday.
We had a decent amount of traffic on the bases tonight. We couldn't come up with the key hit when we needed it. Two runners on base, second and third, and then in the sixth inning with one out. We couldn't play to run there, and then even in that last inning, too, we had traffic. But it's just, you know, there's a lot of things we can take from this game, valuable things that are going to make us better going forward, and we'll just have to focus on that with it because that's pretty frustrating.
Coach, you don't really get to face a left-hander all that much. What do you think of your lineup's ability here against a good left-hander in Jorgensen tonight?
Yeah, the kid came out and threw it. We didn't know what we were going to get out of him. Just his stat line coming in is interesting. He had thrown 11 innings and he only given up two hits, so you know that there's some stuff there. And then it looked like he also tended to be wild, and I felt like, I mean, he threw a lot of strikes tonight. I mean, he gave us a few freebies there, but for the most part, his performance didn't really back up the numbers in that regard. But he came out and he threw the ball well. He had a nice fastball and breaking ball, and it's just, you know, we got to be able to put together a little bit better at bats. But that's the type of pitching that we need to be facing. We need to see good pitchers if we're gonna make some improvements here with it.
Coach, a lot of guys left on base, like you said. What's the adjustment going into the weekend?
Oh, we're not going to change too much offensively. We've been swinging the bats really well. We hit into some tough luck tonight. We had a couple balls that we hit right at people. Looking in that seventh inning there, and Keegan absolutely hit one on the screws, and it was right at the left fielder. So it's not a lot you can do about that. That's baseball, and those things tend to even out. But, we like our approach. We like the way guys are handling their at-bats with it. And, you know, for the most part, we're putting good swings on it. We did have one there in the seventh where I thought we expanded a little bit. But, for the most part, we're having great at-bats.
Kyler Sirks, another effort. What'd you see from him tonight?
Yeah, Kyler's fun to watch. He's just a competitor out there. Uncharacteristic. What do you have, two walks on the night, maybe? You know, for a high school pitcher, that's pretty good. And he attacks out there he makes plays for us. So he's a competitor, and a lot of times the team will take on that type of a mindset too behind their pitcher, and really goes out and does a nice job setting the tone.
Coach, looking back this week, you were able to register wins against Iowa Falls Aldit 11-0 and the win against Hampton Dumont Cal. Your thoughts on the week?
Just the last couple nights out, we got to be a little bit better defensively. We're giving away too many out over at Hampton. Everything was unearned over there. And tonight it wasn't necessarily glaring, but there were some things there, a few bases on balls, just not making a few plays that typically we feel like we should be making, and we're giving teams some runs there, and we got to be able to tighten that up with it. And we got a great group of kids. They're smart kids. They're athletic kids. They love to compete, and this is just something that we can learn from. We can move forward with it. But for the most part, I think we're playing pretty good baseball.
Coach, with an extra off day, what are the plans as you've got a big matchup looming on Monday at Algona?
We take a little break, which is, that'd be good for us right now. We're kind of getting into that part of the schedule, that just a little bit of a grind with it. Things are starting to warm up a little bit, and we got kids that are active and they're involved with things. They're, you know, just workouts here. They're, we got weights, and it's just the weekend will be nice just to be able to get away from this a little bit and recharge, and I'm confident we'll come out ready to go on Monday. It should be a fun one.
What's the message to the team? You fall 15-5. It was kind of a one-off game against Algona. What are you telling the team after a game like this now to turn their focus into a game that can decide the conference this year?
Yeah, you try not to look at that outcome. It's do what we do. Going into it and making plays defensively, obviously everything starts with our pitchers going out and pounding the strike zone and putting together quality at-bats. And it's just, Algona definitely got the better of us the first time with it, but you can't dwell on that. And it's just, I feel like it was one of those nights. Algona is a very good team, and We just have to be ready to bring our best, and if we do that, I'm confident that that will be there at the end.
Coach, wish you best of luck with the matchup coming up on Monday in Algona, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.